Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
This is the MGB Wrestling review of Alabama Trampoline Wrestling Christmas special from 2020, which was on YouTube. Now, Mason, you actually asked me this one, like, how did you find this one? And I kind of played dumb because I didn't want to spoil it because I wanted to talk about it on the show itself. So I found this last night when I was wide awake, couldn't sleep, looking through Twitter, and you know the cameos?
Yeah.
I saw that Marty Jannetty was doing these. And I was like, ooh, this could be interesting. I don't know. Do you know who Marty Jannetty is?
No.
He used to tag with Shawn Michaels in his very early days as a part of a tag team called the Rockers.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he's a little bit of an outrageous character right now. So I was like, ooh, this could be interesting. Let's see what he's got to say. Anyway, it went from that to finding out Kylie Rae is actually doing cameos as well now. Now, I was actually going to use this on the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling podcast until I saw this afternoon somebody posted, I hope Kylie Rae's doing okay. And someone said, oh yeah, she's doing cameos now. I was like, oh, great. I thought I'd got a scoop on. I hadn't heard from her in weeks, months since she'd left Impact. Sounds like she's doing perfectly okay. Talking to people. Still smiley Kylie. She's telling Christmas jokes at the end. What do elves learn in kindergarten?
I don't know.
The alphabet. And little things like that. So she can't. That's kind of a little gimmick at the end. She'll talk to people and then she'll drop like a Christmas joke in at the end. And from there, I was looking to see who else was available. Now, some wrestlers I knew and some wrestlers I didn't know. So the wrestlers I didn't know, I kind of clicked on them just to find out who they were. Sometimes it was like an older WWE wrestler who I just didn't recognize. Sometimes it was somebody who's on the indies, but probably not from where we are, so I hadn't heard them. And one of them was Christian Archer. So I clicked on that. And his cameo says, howdy, I'm Christian Archer, an independent backyard professional wrestler, 19 years young, entertaining the fans is what it's all about. Check out Alabama Trampoline Wrestling on YouTube. Well, I'm wide awake at this point anyway. I was like, sure, I'm going to check out some Alabama Trampoline Wrestling. I was like, that might be something that you might find fun anyway. We tried to find something kind of a little different from one of our reviews a few weeks ago, and I thought this fit the bill. So that's how I actually found out about this. They have lots of videos. I think they're on like season 2 or something, but I was like, oh, Christmas? Sure. This came out 4 days ago. I don't know if you noticed, you probably wouldn't on the thing, how many views this had already?
No, I couldn't see.
It was over 1,000.
Oh.
Which, considering people are probably doing still Christmassy things, I thought that was pretty impressive. If you're getting 250 views per day at this time of year. And some of the other videos had way more than that as well. So probably in a couple of weeks' time, yeah, when everyone's had a chance to watch, could be even more. All right. So actually, I guess we should start. It kind of cut straight in. It was almost like it started straight away. Like it was almost like all the wrestlers were on the outside. They were talking. Do you want to talk about the opening segment?
So there's two people fighting, like, arguing, and then I think it was, I didn't write it down, but
one of them was Christian, one of them was Christian Archer.
Christian Arthur?
Because I ended up watching this twice, Archer.
Archer.
And, the other person was, Kalen J.
Yeah, and Christian, he did, like, a suicide dive, and then they just cut the segment.
Okay, so they were basically having an argument. They said, what's it going to take to settle this? And they said, I guess we need another match, but it needs to be like no holds barred or something. And yeah, they were starting to go at each other. The part that you missed, and you cut right to the end, I was like, whoa. Okay, there's a dog there. The dog has no concept of what kayfabe is at all. When they were fighting, the dog's like, they're going, obviously protecting the owners and obviously didn't like people fighting. So I don't think the dog realized. The suicide dive to the outside, that's hard ground. This is like winter. Like, I know it's Alabama, so I know it's not like frozen ground or anything. That's going to hurt way more. You think normally they put like padded mats out. Can you imagine doing a suicide dive onto the hard ground? Now, you obviously hope they catch him. And they obviously did take some of that brunt. But I still thought that was kind of,
And at this moment, I didn't know how trained they were. Uh-huh. So I was wondering, why would they do a suicide dive? They obviously have to have a little experience.
No, and this is actually, and when you go back to read Christian's info, it tells you that a little bit. He is a backyard wrestler, but he's also a professional wrestler. So they're doing both. So they do it. They, and actually, we'll talk about some of the professional wrestling they are doing later. Because you asked me, like, are they trained? I was like, you can watch. You can find out. Because backyard wrestling has a bad connotation. Normally, if you hear backyard wrestling, it's probably kids, probably teenagers mucking around. They have no idea what they're doing. And it could be potentially very dangerous. So no, we don't. We do know that these people do have some training as wrestlers as well. But yeah, suicide dives like that. Well, he did a flip. He did a flip over the top rope. It kind of reminded me of like Brokel, and probably Ricochet or somebody like that as well. It looked really impressive. Of course, you get the height much easier on those when you're jumping on the trampoline.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. Match one then was Glenn Ann versus the brilliant one Jackson Blade. Now, before we actually get to this, I want your initial thoughts then. So what do you think about the ring? Obviously, this is very different from the normally we would just go straight into matches. This is a, do you want to describe the setup a little bit? Like, where are they wrestling? What does it look like? What does the ring look like?
They're just wrestling in a backyard, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And you can see the road in the background. Mm-hmm. And so the ring is basically a trampoline with like four wood sticks on it.
Wooden posts, uh-huh.
Yeah. And then
like fence posts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then there was ropes attached to them.
Mm-hmm. And they kind of wrapped the rope around the outside of the post to keep it in place and stuff like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that was basically it. There was leaves on the floor.
Yeah, because it was obviously fall, and I don't know how far ahead they filmed, but...
And I feel like the entrance thing was way surpassing what I was expecting. I was expecting them to just walk out.
Yeah, I had, when I saw it, I didn't think they would have like proper entrances.
But there was like full on boards.
They had something so you couldn't see them. Then they came into view. The music was there. I don't know if they added the music in later or if they play it loud and then just record the music.
It sounded like it was live.
I thought so too, but I couldn't be 100% sure. But no, they certainly went to the trouble of giving it that appeal. And when you think of what does a WWE match look like, it has an entrance. It has entrance music. There's a clearly defined story. You announce who the wrestlers are. That was my other big fear, because in that first segment, you didn't know who any of those people were.
Yeah.
I had no idea who any of those people were. But on that first match, they announced it straight away. This is Glenn Ann. He's from Mobile, Alabama. You know the nicknames as well. The Brilliant One. Yeah. I like that they went to the trouble of explaining that. And in fact, they had commentary as well. Yeah. I didn't expect commentary, to be honest. I thought it would just be watching a few people wrestling on a trampoline. I was okay with that.
Yeah.
I would still have watched it. But no, they put in a lot of thoughts on that. And there was one other thing about the ring, which I wrote down straight away. And I was like, I wonder if Mason's going to notice. You didn't notice until match four, I don't think.
Yeah. There was something kind of different. There's only one. There's turnbuckle on only one of the posts.
Yeah. I think turnbuckle might be overselling it a little bit.
Overselling. It's like a piece of, like... pillow. It's like a
couldn't tell what it was exactly. Yeah, I thought it might have been like perhaps a duvet wrapped up a few times and then but yeah, because you asked me like, why is it only on one post? I was like, I have no idea. I was gonna ask you the same question. Why is it only on one? I don't know the answer to that. That did seem kind of strange.
It's not like that post was used either.
No. Yeah, I have no idea. The other thing I noticed about the ring, and I might have wrote it down later, is they had the steps to it. Yeah. I didn't see one person use the steps to climb into the ring.
Oh, to climb into the ring. No, but it wasn't really real steps, though. It was very foam.
It was like that foam. I think it was that foam stuff you see in kids' zones as well. But it had the setup to make you think people were going to walk up it. It wasn't very high off the ground anyway. You could easily just dive in. I think even you could get in there as well. Yeah. Like, I think kids could roll into that easy enough. Uh-huh. Well, obviously, it's a trampoline.
Yeah.
Kids play on a trampoline, so...
I got more things to say. The editing was way better than I thought it would be.
Uh-huh.
There was the names and the Instagram and their nicknames on there. And another thing is, I watched too much AFV. Because I see all those... there's like two or three every episode where there's people going through trampolines.
Yep.
And I saw a spring pop off and I was worried. Yeah. Because there's a couple guys that are pretty big.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if they would go through the trampoline.
I don't know which match it was. I think it was match three or it might have been match four. I think it was actually the last match. Because I think they said that the biggest guy was like 360 something pounds. And if there's three people on a trampoline, I had that same thing as well. I was like, is that going to be able to hold that amount of weight? Like, I don't know how much weight a trampoline holds, but if you got a guy who's 368 pounds, that's a pretty big star.
Yeah.
That's probably at least four kids. Four young kids, anyway. So I was kind of interested in that side as well.
I'm Rob Killjoy.
I'm Lance Lude.
And I'm Coach Mikey.
And we are
the Ugly Ducklings.
And you're listening to the...
The MGB Wrestling Podcast.
Quack, 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 quack.
All right, what do you got for the match?
a drop kick by Jackson, and Jackson does a power bomb, then a senton, a two count, and this ref sucks chants by the fans, which I think were just the other wrestlers.
It was, but I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah,
though.
That was a nice touch, because yeah. It had the fan feel to it.
They kind of do that on, like, well, I guess they still do it on NXT, I think. I don't think they do it on WWE
Limitless
anymore.
Limitless, too.
But yeah, they have, oh, Limitless, definitely. But yeah, NXT has the other wrestlers around the side to give it more of an atmosphere. And I thought, yeah, I thought that was a good way of doing it. What else are you going to do anyway? You might as well watch what the other people are doing if you're part of this organization.
And Jackson wins with a switchblade, because mm-hmm. his last name is Blade.
Uh-huh. Now, I got a few other things that I noticed. I gave you a chance to talk about anything else that you noticed with this one. One thing for this one, the ref's obviously on the outside as well.
Yeah.
Normally you'd have the ref on the inside, so when you're doing pinfalls, he's kind of got to come to the edge and then kind of tap on. So that was a little bit different as well. One of the chants I did get from the other wrestlers was, stop the slow count, because it was, they claimed it was three, not two. But I like the fact that they're blaming the ref a little bit, making it seem like, oh, it's not the wrestler's fault, it's the ref. I kind of like that as well.
If there was one thing that I could change, it would definitely be the fans, who they are cheering for. I wanted to hear a bit of a split, uh-huh. but they were all just cheering to the face.
And initially, we didn't know who the faces and the heels were. You can kind of figure it out when they're coming in, but the crowd certainly made it clear who was which.
Yeah, I want to hear like a couple of people. Like,
oh, sure.
One or two, maybe throw out comments of boo, yeah, or something like that.
Or normally you'd have like the manager there who would be supporting that person, yeah. And obviously they would cheer for you. But yeah, I would agree with that part as well. Now, my big question from this, though, Mason, was, as I was watching the first match, does landing on a trampoline hurt?
I don't know. It doesn't.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I don't think so.
The only thing I could think of is you might get disorientated. Like, if you're getting suplexed or something and you're getting thrown over you, that might be slightly disorientating to you. But I can't imagine. Normally, if you get, obviously, a ring, a real ring, that hurts when you land on
yes.
the ring. And you got a chance to go for a pin while they're kind of like, oh, my back hurts. I'm kind of... I don't know. That was kind of, you could see why they had some matches where they had to go to the outside as well, which I think is fine. You can start the matches
yeah.
in the you
and
can
the,
certainly
and it's
start
not
in there.
Big. It's not massive either.
No.
So that's why they had to go outside too.
And if it's backyard wrestling as we're talking about, if you want to practice the moves, where's the perfect place to practice them? I would have thought a trampoline. So you're not going to get injured while you're doing, or you're less likely to get injured while you're doing those
something
ones.
Like that.
Yeah. So in that way, it kind of made sense while you're putting this together. You don't want unnecessary risks. And some people, the older backyard wrestling, they do have kind of makeshift rings. And I know some of those can be very dangerous. So I thought that was one thing that was going through my head. One other thing that was going through that is, I wonder if it's more difficult to kick out, though. Because weight of the person, that's pushing down into the trampoline
it's
a little bit.
Probably why there wasn't many kickouts.
I would be curious to actually see what that actually feels like. But yeah, it definitely added a different dynamic to it.
A couple counts outside the ring too.
I noticed one other thing as well. The ref was wearing shorts.
Oh yeah.
I thought it looked like it was kind of cold. And they did talk about the fact that it's like winter. It reminded me, it came up the other day. It was 3 years ago yesterday, Mason, as we were recording, that we were at AIW.
Oh yeah.
And it had like the picture 30... of the security guard.
Yeah, it was so cold outside. I was standing in my winter coat and I was shivering. And uh-huh. a guy comes out in shorts and t-shirt and just walks all over the place perfectly fine.
I seem to remember it. I can't remember the exact temperature, but I think with a wind chill, it was like 12 or 15 or something like that. And yeah, he didn't care at all. He wasn't complaining at
it's
all.
It's not like he just walked out for a quick 5 seconds.
No, he was out for
like
a
20,
while.
30
he was
minutes.
Talking to people. And we're out there waiting to get in because we were supposed to get in earlier. And I don't know what the problem was, but we couldn't get in. And yeah. Also, while this match was going on, I did notice they have a website as well. So AT Wrestling, that's obviously Alabama Trampoline Wrestling, .com. And also, they have a shop as well. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. So there was like four different t-shirts I saw. I can't remember who all of them were.
I wrote a couple of them down. I wrote Christian Archer had a t-shirt.
Christian Archer definitely had a t-shirt.
And Sammy.
He
had tights.
Yeah, he did too. But yeah, you can actually buy some of their merch on there as well, which I was like, this is really cool. I really enjoyed the touches that they went to. They obviously have the links to the videos there, but most of them, I think the videos, it's easier to find them on
the
YouTube.
The only thing that makes it feel like backyard wrestling is it looks like the ring and the setting.
When you look at the background.
Yeah, everything else uh-huh. is like a regular wrestling. Like they have the nice editing.
Uh-huh.
There's professional trained wrestlers,
uh-huh.
and they have everything from and like
get that little
the
crowd
music.
There. Yeah, I can say I watched it.
The merch.
If, If I hadn't have enjoyed this, I wouldn't have mentioned it to you. I was like, hey, I think we should review this for this week. But I thought it was really cool. I really got into it. And one other question I had, and I think I wrote it down for later, though, was that you said it was a road as well. I thought it was a road as well. I didn't see any cars come down that road at all.
No, I'm guessing it's probably like it could be a side road.
I guess like our street, you only come along it if you're going to somebody on the street. Yeah. So it doesn't go to any other place. So I guess it could be the same. I wondered if it was their drive. That was my other
thought. No, it was way too long. And there was houses. So as well. There was houses to the left and right.
There was.
But it was woods straight ahead.
Okay. All right. So I guess it was that. But yeah, I don't know. All right. Match two then was the Red Dragon, Red Dragon Emperor, which is Corey Blaze, versus the unpredictable Derek Mercury. I think this was the Lumberjack Last Man Standing. Was it two things together? Okay, now when I first looked this up, I actually wrote down Corey incorrectly. I wrote it with an E. So when I started looking up, there was somebody who's wrestler, Corey Blaze, 5'7", weight 163 pounds, birthplace Newcastle, Delaware, debuted 2007 and then retired 2012. And I was like, well, that can't be right. I misspelt it. This Corey was Corey without an E. So I actually looked up the wrong wrestler to begin with. The real Corey Blaze in this one. On his profile, it says he's the new SPW Tag Team Champion. And I also know that he wrestles at New Level Pro as well. So, yes, these guys are wrestling at other organizations as well. I'm guessing this is their... But there's probably not... I don't know what the rules are for wrestling in the Alabama area right now. I'm not sure what the restrictions are. But it's possible, hey, we're not getting as much as we used to. You want to practice on my backyard? Do you want to do... They've obviously been doing this for a couple of years anyway, but I guess they use it to supplement their wrestling skills. And what a good way of building, like, promo skills, like they've been doing, entrances, and then just some of those maneuvers as well. So I like how this all comes together.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about this one.
My favorite wrestler was Derek Mercury.
Okay.
Because he reminded me of Mustafa Ali. He had the face mask and stuff. Uh-huh. And he was very flippy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's...
Love that flippy stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And I feel like he had my favorite gimmick. Because I like those kind of wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And I like some silly. Mm-hmm. Depends on how silly they are and if there's too many of them.
You need an occasional one. But yeah, I wouldn't want a whole card of silly. But yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I like a silly match in there.
Yeah. And I liked his kicks. They were very loud, mm-hmm. the kicks. But the wrestler didn't look like he... I mean, he was selling it good. But I could tell that it wasn't a real kick.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can tell when it's like an actual kick. Because there'll be blood on your face. And there was Lumberjacks attack Derek on the outside. Corey kicks and kicks leaves on Derek's face.
Uh-huh.
Everyone is punching each other on the outside.
It just became a big scrap at that point.
And Derek does a huge roundhouse kick, mm-hmm. and Derek does a swanton bomb off a ladder onto mm-hmm. Corey, who was on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have the... Oh, that was the finish.
That was it, because he didn't get up from it.
Yeah.
Now, there was one other thing that I really liked about Derek as well, which the camera people were actually struggling, because with all the people on the outside, it was difficult to know who should you focus on, particularly when the two wrestlers were at different places. And one of the parts, you could see the ladder up against the tree, and you're like, oh, he's going to climb the ladder. And he's going to jump from there. And actually, you saw him jump up to the tree branch, but then the camera panned across. And then he was on top of the tree, and he jumped from the tree. Now, my question was, though, if this was a last... We actually said this was a crazy move. A swanton dive from a top... I was like, I'm not even sure Jeff Hardy would do that. To the hard ground. This was a last man standing match. When he did that, the count was already at about 7 or 8, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was pretty high. You could have just left it, and it would have been 8, 9, 10, ding, 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 ding. He did that swanton bomb. He landed it perfect.
Yes.
And then, of course, there was no way that... I've already forgot the other person's name. I lost it.
Corey Blaze.
Yeah, there was no way Corey was getting up from that one, and indeed he didn't for that one. There was one other thing I noticed in this match as well. There was a submission attempt on the ropes. I was interested to see how sturdy those ropes were, or that ring was. It was really sturdy.
Yeah.
Like, they were leaning on the ropes, and they were wrapping themselves around the ropes, and, it didn't seem to be any issue at all. So that was good to know that that happened like that. Now, I'm going to go back to that New Level Pro Mason that I mentioned earlier. I saw a tweet from Corey, or it might have been on Facebook, actually. New Level Pro is excited to announce a student show. These students are looking forward to entertaining all of you. Get a first look at the stars of tomorrow, Sunday, October 18. CDC guidelines will be in effect at the arena. Masks required. Special one-night-only pricing, $5. That's awesome. Please reserve your seat through PayPal. This was actually in Ardmore, Tennessee. So I'm not sure if Alabama is doing, like I said, any wrestling events right now. Or it could be that it's very close to... Tennessee's kind of a big state. I don't know how close they are to Ardmore for sure. Here's some of the matches. Let's see if you recognize some of the names then. Derek Mercury versus Corey Blaze.
Oh, yeah.
So those two are obviously used to wrestling each other. On that one, actually, Derek had red face paint on the promo picture.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so he kind of looked very different from the character that we saw, certainly in this match.
Yeah, that was another thing. They had promo pictures before every match.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than some organizations. They don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Sammy Evans, Kalen Jay, Sean Christopher, and Austin Reese. We recognize the first two anyway.
Yeah.
And next match was CJ Kellum versus The Mob. I didn't recognize those. Christian Archer versus Braden Change. Well, Christian Archer we've already talked about. And then the other match was Dagan Helms versus Jackson Blade. Jackson Blade we already talked about, and Dagan Helms we'll talk about in the main event as well. So yeah, these guys obviously are used to wrestling with each other. And I think, so your answer to your question is, are they professional wrestlers?
Yes.
Yes, they wrestle with each other on a regular basis. They're obviously used to wrestling with each other. Yeah, I'm kind of curious actually if this New Level Pro is something that's on YouTube as well. Or if it's on one of those like Power Slam TVs or something like that. But I'd be curious to watch some more of these guys to look at that comparison. Like, to watch them actually in a wrestling ring setup, just to see what differences there is between the two. I think I put one... Oh, that was the other thing as well. At the end, there was a pile driver and a Canadian destroyer to Derek. And Christian Archer was thrown out. And then actually Corey Blaze took them both out. So there was a little bit of a rivalry being set up after the story had finished, which I liked as well for that continuity for later.
Cabana Man Dan here, and if you want to give a good splash of podcast goodness right in your ears, you want to tune in to the MGB Wrestling Podcast. Surf's up, baby.
All right, match three was the headhunter Kalen Jay versus Christian Archer. So Christian Archer then, he's on Twitter. He says he's the straight shot professional wrestler, the face of ATW. And Kalen Jay, I found, was the professional wrestler at Crooks Wrestling and also the New Level Pro that I talked about earlier. One thing I did see about Kalen Jay before the start of this is he posted in November, if anyone has been wondering what's been going on with me slowing down in wrestling, well, I dislocated my shoulder. I have a broken humeral head. I go next Tuesday to see how the ligaments and the tendons are holding up. Also a bulging disc in my neck. I've been working through both to the best of my abilities. I have done physical therapy and plan to continue to do so. If surgery is needed for the arm, that'll happen as well. Wrestling is a crazy world. Accidents happen. This fake stuff seems pretty real right now, though. And I did see there was some picture of an X-ray, but I could not figure out what the X-ray was showing.
When everybody show that they have broken bones, like it means nothing to me.
I can see those because you can see the crack.
Well, yeah, but there's some of them that have like spaces between them, and
that's the break.
Oh,
that's
I know,
that
but like
break.
A neck. Like, there's some...
Oh, there's somewhere the bones join, sure.
Yeah.
So I couldn't figure that out. But yeah. So he was actually asking, check out his merch store, maybe buy something, that'd be super cool. Like a lot of people who can't wrestle anyway, just because of COVID, people are obviously trying to push their merch on a little bit more. All right, tell us about this match then, Mason.
Christian has a Christian Archer shirt, which we already talked about.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
I like that. No, I thought that was a great touch.
Kalen keeps hitting Christian with a stick from the woods. It wasn't exactly a stick. He just picked it up from the woods, but it was like a regular
stick. Well, considering you said recently that a kendo stick that broke just by putting it on a table?
It wasn't a kendo stick.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever it was. It was some sort of stick, though.
Yeah, but
and
it was
you said it
that.
Broke just by being put on a table, so you know it wasn't... I think a stick from a real tree is probably going to be a lot tougher. If I give you a choice, which one will you want to get
like
hit with?
It looked like bamboo, kind of.
Okay, yeah. That would make sense, because bamboo's hollow, so it would break easier.
But it was also it looked like it was handmade. Man-made. There was two more springs that broke off of the trampoline.
I heard one go bing.
And yep. Sammy jumps onto a ladder with Christian, and Kalen whips Christian with his jacket, and Kalen kicks Sammy, and Christian gives Kalen a super kick, then a bunch of chair shots to Kalen.
Mm-hmm.
And Sammy and Kalen does a low. And Kalen does a low blow, and Kalen wins with a chair shot.
I did mention, I kind of mentioned it earlier, Kalen J was thrown onto the steps. Did anybody use the steps to get into the ring? I don't think so. I think that was about the only time they were actually used in the match. I'm not sure you totally got this part, though. Kalen was begging for mercy because he was about to lose the match, and that's when Sammy came in, the bastard son. And, yeah, we already mentioned that he's also featured in New Level Pro as well. And, yeah, this one, I think all the matches got slightly longer as well. Because I remember one point I said, because I told you the show was like an hour and 6 minutes. And you went, oh, that first match was really quick.
It was like 12, 15,
and then I told you how long the match was. And you were like, oh, that seemed like a lot less. Every time we did, I told you, you were always like, whoa, that seemed like a... Time really flew watching
this. They were all
3 minutes
longer, except for the third match. It was only 2 minutes longer.
Yeah, but it was good that you were so involved in it that you weren't like, okay, how many minutes is this now? But yeah, you lose track of time. I always think that's a good thing. All right, match four was the main event. Mr. Savage, who we didn't know. Sammy Evans, who we did know from that previous match, because we know now that he's part of... I don't know the name of the faction with Kalen J. I didn't write that part down. And also Dagan Helms. I think Dagan Helms is the guy who's 360. I think they said something like that on commentary. Okay, go ahead, tell us, Mason.
So the plates on the belt are blank, like they're just reflective.
Yeah, I couldn't see if there was some sort of certainly the plates on the side were. I didn't see the front because I missed it, so I don't know. Was there an actual design on the front of the belt?
No, there was nothing.
Oh, okay.
This thing, there was one thing that I was confused on when all three of them are in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you can do, there's barely any space between them. It would be so easy to just tap them and break them up.
Uh-huh.
And if they can't do that, then it would be easier to just break the plane of the ring. Because you could just lay your arm out and break the plane. And
I think one of the things we said was, yeah, there's not much room for three people. Yeah, definitely, that would be a problem. I'm trying to remember, was this a no-rules one, though? I know the previous...
It was
previous,
a triple threat, so
it was triple, so that wouldn't make any difference then, I don't think. I think you'd be okay with that.
There has to be. There can't be no rules. There's no rules in a triple threat match.
So you can't break the plane then for the rope break.
Oh yeah.
So it doesn't matter. That's what I'm trying to say. I think that's how
but
you can get away with it.
But they did do a rope break.
Isn't Sammy Evans the? I think Sammy Evans was the champion. I think.
No,
wasn't
it was Dagan.
Oh, it was Dagan. Okay. All right. That's what I mixed up then. So Sammy was announced as I think the 3-time previous champion or the 2-time previous. Okay, 2 times.
Christian
so
Archer is 2. They're all a 2-time champion, I think. I didn't think
it's
Sammy was,
It's
though.
Season 2, so they're not going to have too many. I think it's Season 2, so they're not going to have, like, an 18-time champion or anything yet.
Yeah.
Unless they got Vince Russo booking and they change the champion, like, every week. I don't think you're going to get that too many championships at this point.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Kalen is on commentary.
Oh, he was? Oh, yeah. I missed that part. I knew there was an extra voice there, and I was like, oh, I don't remember there being a second voice. Okay, I think this was the match when I was trying to do most of my research. Because I kept finding, in the third match, I found things, and I didn't have time to look at them. So I'm like, well, I've already seen this match, so I'm just going to look at those angles while you're writing down what's going on. So I missed that part.
Dagan grabs the bottom rope, but it's kind of high.
Oh, okay.
Like, when he was laying down on the mat, and whoever was on top of him was also pushing him down.
I guess
so. It's kind of hard to grab the rope.
Yeah, I guess the ring goes down as you're lying on it, so yeah, that makes the rope further away, because that's on the ring post, which is not affected by that.
Mr. Savage does a 720, and Dagum does a splash on Sammy, on Sammy's knees, and Kalen J distracts Sammy. So, distracts Dagan so Sammy can do a low blow to Dagan, and Dagan wins with the sleeper.
So it didn't quite work out for this one. I was really impressed with Sammy in this one. Like, in the other one, we only saw him really as the interfering character.
Yeah.
But this one, we actually got to see some of the moves that he did. I thought this was a good final match. I thought you could see this was definitely main event worthy. They all got the chance to put in their moves, and there was definitely some high skill level in some of the things they were putting together for this one. Now, Mason's just thrown his notes away, which is very interesting. So he's going on from memory for this one. So, after the match then, Mason, after Dagan had left the ring, and there was still 1 minute left, so do you want to describe what happened in the last 1 minute of the video?
I thought he was done.
You walked off. You walked off, and I was like, all right, okay. There's still a minute left. So you missed the setup for the next show. Kalen. Kalen came out, dropped Sammy, and starts hitting on him, and says that Evans wasted his chance. Sammy Evans wasted his chance. He said, we had the chance for all the gold, and you blew it. So he was not happy with him. So they might not be friends anymore. So I'm guessing it's possible that that could be one of the rivalries for the next match as well. It could easily be Kaylin versus Sammy. Yeah, big storyline. This is, we just said, it's so similar to like WWE setup.
There's like 30 seconds left.
There was a minute plus. The old, that's how they used to do the old one. They'd have the main event and then there'd be something that would happen after the match is finished, which you'd be like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next week, and you'd want to tune in to see. They even did that for this one as well, which I thought was absolutely perfect. All right. Yeah, that was it. There was only four matches. I know recently we've been reviewing just three matches, but for the sake of four matches and with it being an hour and 6 minutes, it was easy to watch the whole show. I said to you, I said, I'm gonna want to watch more of this. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was different. I didn't even mind watching it a second time with you, even though I kind of knew what was going on, because the second time through, I kind of knew the characters a little bit better as well. And I was starting to recognize faces that go with people as well. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It reminded me of Pizza Party Wrestling, because there was like...
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
When?
We reviewed it.
Pizza Party Wrestling?
Yes.
We haven't reviewed that.
Yes, we have. Buff Guy, Tough Guy, remember that?
That was Pizza Party. Because that was the outdoor one. I was thinking of the indoor one. I would agree. Yeah, I kind of like those outdoor ones. Yeah. It just
And the characters weren't normal. Well, no, I wouldn't say not normal.
They were a twist on something. Yeah. It's kind of like a Chikara type thing, I guess, for that one. You had something that was a little different from a traditional wrestler, but that kind of made it interesting. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I've talked to a couple of the guys very briefly on social media. Yeah, they're really helpful as well. Like, I asked Christian, like, hey, can you tell me any Twitter handles for other wrestlers? So I managed to follow Kaylin as well. They were the only two I managed to find. I found some on Facebook as well. But no, it was really interesting to kind of look through, see what those guys are doing. And yeah, I'll definitely be watching some more. An hour show, that's perfect for me.
Yeah.
I don't like watching 3-4 hour shows necessarily. Anything else to add to the end for this one?
No.
I can't think of anything else as well. I know Jackson, our 6-year-old, said he wants to watch it as well. I said he could watch the video, but he can't watch the sound, mainly because of probably Sammy Evans being the bastard son. There was some reference to bitch as well, I think, at one point as well. Oh, that was the only other thing that didn't get mentioned as well. Kaylin said not only was he going to beat Christian Archer, that he was going to take his woman from him as well.
Yeah.
And I know the word bitch was thrown out at one point as well. That was about the only reason why.
I didn't even see his woman.
I didn't either. No, I didn't see who that was either, so I don't know who that was.
There was a woman on commentary.
There was, yeah.
I wonder if it was her.
It possible. And I would say, this was the Christmas special, so obviously we've missed a lot of episodes. But I actually felt, if you can get people up to speed as quickly as they did within one episode, like the way they set it up, I actually felt like it was something I'd seen more than once. Like, I got to know the characters pretty quickly, and if I was to watch a second time, I think, or watching a different episode, I think I could get into it even quicker now I know who the people are.
You did watch it twice.
I guess I did. I guess I did, but perhaps I meant after I'd watched it myself just for that first time. It felt very familiar. Sometimes when you go to a brand new organization, that first one can be very disorientating a little bit. It's really confusing. I think sometimes the problem is they have, like, 10 matches, and if you've got tag team matches as well, there can be, like, 25 new wrestlers to know. I think if we listed this, there's probably only 10 wrestlers we saw today, which probably makes it a little easier as well.
Yeah.
All right, I think that'll do it.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from them.
Goodbye!
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/